The next patient is Dewey Smith, S-M-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of Dewey. Dewey is the first name, D-E-W-E-Y, last name Smith. Number one clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is CKD4. The most likely situation is that this patient has been exposed to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of arthritis in the left shoulder that has been difficult to control, period. Another contributory factor is the presence of a uric acid that is 8.9, and it has a lot of comorbidities. We did a post-void ultrasound, and the post-void ultrasound shows a large prostate. He had a total volume of urine more than 300. The residual urine was more than 100. However, there was not a thickening of the urinary bladder. Just elevation of the floor of the bladder, period. The ultrasound of the kidneys, there is a bilateral hyperechogenicity that goes with the presence of arterial hypertension, exposure to the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, hyperuricemia, and some degree of cardiovascular complications. Number two, the patient has suffered from gout. The serum uric acid is 8.9 milligrams per cent. The patient could not tolerate allopurinol. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on Euloric, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. He is a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa, but we are going to do the homework, period. Number three, the patient has a BPH, as mentioned before. Number four, a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Number five, coronary artery disease. The patient is recommended to follow with the cardiologist on a regular basis. Follow a number of gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine. Follow a number of history of arterial hypertension, but has been under control most of the time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient is going to have appointment with the urologist, Dr. Onishi. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, Onishi. We spend 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.